world. This is Radio Free DC, and I am one of the co-hosts, Steve Wimpler. We are having technical difficulties. We're trying to get Jamie on the air with us, and I'm not exactly sure why we're not able to get a hold of him right now, but I am here, and we've got a lot of good stuff tonight, so we're going to just dive right into it. The first thing that we wanted to do tonight was we wanted to express our deepest sympathy to the people of Orlando and the families and friends of the victims. This is just a horrible tragedy. And regardless of, you know, where you fall on the issue of the Second Amendment and gun control, I think all of us can agree that this is a terrible tragedy, and our hearts and our prayers are with the families. So I wanted to open the show with that. And, you know, we are all proud Americans. And, you know, we just need to all band together, and we need to find where we can find common ground on the issue of how to fight and resist this terrible scourge of Islamic terror. Probably something that we'll cover if we can get Jamie on the air. Maybe we will talk a little bit more about this later on in the show. But what I did want to start the show with is a little bit of follow-up to, I had a great interview with Michael Brown's show last week, and he is a BBS, he has a BBS radio show called Shadow Politics, so it's a free plug for him. It's located at bbsradio.com/shadowpolitics, and it airs every Sunday evening at 4 p.m. And he has a co-host, Maria Sanchez. I'm reading these notes here. Jamie puts in, much prettier than my co-host. Well, thanks, brother. I really appreciate that. Anyhow.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, good. Well, Steve and I aren't in the same studio. We're actually connected by phones tonight, which is an amazing thing about internet radio. They can just wire us in. So it seems like
the marvels of technology, right?
Yes, we are virtually together.
Because we live in a virtual world.
Together. Hey, Doug, can you roll in one of those songs I put in there?
Tell you what, I had Doug roll in A Whole Lot of Love. How about that?
Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, man. Led Zeppelin, man.
Hey, dude. I mean, that's always good for starters, man.
Hey, man. Like, I could have seen him, you know, back in 1977 at the Capitol Center, but I told my best friend, James Stoplin, oh, man, I'm going to go cop a bag of weed.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to be treat Doug like, remember Adam Carolla used to treat Anderson? Hey, Anderson. Why don't you roll in another one of those trumpet horn section songs by,
But before we let the Led Zeppelin thing go, you know, they played four shows at the Capitol Center in 77, and my best friend, James Stoplin.
Were terrible in concert.
No, let me address that. Sometimes they were awesome, sometimes they were horrible. It all depended on how drunk or high on heroin Jimmy Page was. Because Jimmy Page sometimes would drink too much. Sometimes it would also depend on how much John Bonham drank.
The one you said I used to look like? You used to always tell me.
Robert Plant.
Oh, Robert Plant, yeah, that's
it. Oh, my God, you were Robert Plant's twin, you know, that long, blonde, like, kind of wavy hair.
Yeah, take it. Give me a break. It was the 70s. We wore bell bottoms and our hair down past our shoulders.
Well, the amazing thing was your hair followed the same pattern of Robert Plant. You know, so in other words, this is very interesting. So, like, when Jamie was, like, started to grow his hair long, he had, like, the longer wave in his hair. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a longer wave, and, he was starting to grow it down to about his shoulders. Same thing with Robert Plant, only a few years earlier. And then as time went on, he got older, a little bit older, not much older, the waves got tighter and his hair got longer. Same exact thing with Robert Plant. And I always thought that was so amazing, you know. And I even knew people that would go, man, your cousin looks just like Robert Plant, man.
Yeah, my friends used to call me Negro Negative because they said, I look like a black person would on a negative of a photograph. It's kind of lost on this generation with digital photography.
Yeah, right.
But yeah,
anyway.
Anyway,
and by the way,
interview? Michael Brown. Let's talk about Michael Brown. You were talking about him already, but how did that go? That was very nice of him. You know, I just wanted to say thank you to Michael Brown and the Shadow Politics. He's from bbsradio.com/Shadow Politics, and he has about 8,000 listeners, I think, and he let us. He gave us a free plug on his radio show.
No, I really appreciated that, and I just want you to know, brother, that I gave him a plug too. So, a shout out to him for doing that, and it went well. I was able to, so of course we on our show, we don't only talk about music, but music is definitely a big part of our show. So I talked about the local music scene in D.C., a little bit of the history. And so, talked about a couple things. One thing was my buddy Paul and how Paul used to play with Dave Grohl, the front man for the Foo Fighters, way back when Dave Grohl was like a stringy-haired, skinny little 13-year-old kid. And then we talked about some other stuff about the DC music scene, and of course, as I said, much appreciate Mike giving us a plug for our show.
Yeah, thank you, Michael Brown, and anybody who's listening, if you want to check him out, he's at bbsradio.com/shadow politics. So he's a shadow senator. That means he doesn't really get paid for what he does. He gets an office, but he doesn't get paid as a senator of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And he is actually lobbying for D.C. statehood, which whether you agree with it or not, he's a great guy. He's real nice and real nice guy. He kind of reminds me of Bob Becker. You know who Bob Becker is, Steve?
Bob Becker? Why does that name sound familiar?
He used to be on Fox News. I hope he's not insulting.
Oh, you mean Bob Beckel?
Yeah, Beckel. Yeah, he was kind of a...
Yeah, Bob Beckel. Oh,
kind of a curmudgeon kind of a guy.
Oh, yeah, Bob Beckel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always taking the contrarian point of view. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
big
he was a shadow senator.
Bear.
Shadow Senator Doug. Doug, you got some music for our Shadow Senator?
Fortunate Son, maybe?
There you go. That's the one. I don't know. I don't know where Doug is. I think he's taking a break.
No, I just heard him.
Which one do you want?
The Fortunate Son, TCR.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I tell you what, that takes you back, doesn't it, Steve? You know, those guys, I always thought they were from the Bayou. They were actually from up north. They were a bunch of Yankee boys.
And they're from New York City.
Yeah.
But you know what I remember? The CCR really takes me back to when I was 8 years old, 9 years old. I remember you had Cosmo's Factory. And
yeah, that was one of the first albums I ever got from my parents.
Man, you would look at this picture. You would look at this picture of John Fogerty, and he had the neck kerchief on, and that his haircut. And he'd go, man, he's so cool, you know.
I did.
Look at him, man. He's so cool, you know.
Such a radical dude, man.
Well, Cosmos Factory, that was a great album, though.
You know, I had a big, huge itinerary, and we were going to continue with Steve's testimony, his musical anthology. But this thing that happened in Orlando, Florida, is, what a tragedy, what a horrible thing, and our hearts go out to the people of Orlando and especially the families of the deceased, those that were murdered, cold blood, and the friends and family of those. And we just felt like we should pay some kind of a tribute to that tonight. You're with me on that, right, Steve?
Absolutely. Actually, before you came on, I had actually acknowledged that. And, you know, had said, look, regardless of where you fall on the issue of, you know, the Second Amendment or gun control or whatever, we can all agree that we're all Americans and that, you know, that this is a horrible tragedy and that, you know, we have to do what we can to stem the tide of radical Islam, you know, because that is obviously mm-hmm. what motivated this attack. And, you
sure.
know, but... It's just a horrible tragedy. I mean, you know, just a massacre. And
yeah.
So our hearts and prayers do go out with the families and the friends of the victims.
Yeah, and you know, I felt like it was really awesome that Donald Trump was going to give a speech today up in New Hampshire, and he was. He also changed his whole speech to speak to the issue of terrorism. And if we could go, Doug, to soundbite one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. This was going to be a speech on Hillary Clinton and all of the bad things, and we all know what's going on. And especially how poor she do as president in these very, very troubled times of radical Islamic terrorism. Even her former Secret Service agent, who's seen her under pressure and in times of stress, has stated that she lacks the temperament and integrity to be our president. There will be plenty of opportunity to discuss these important issues at a later time. And I will deliver that speech very, very soon. But today, there is only one thing to discuss, the growing threat of terrorism inside of our borders. The attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, was the worst terrorist strike on our soil since September 11th, and the worst mass shooting in our country's history. So many people, just hard to believe, but just so many people dead. So many people gravely injured. So much carnage. Such a disgrace. The horror is beyond description. The families of these wonderful people are totally devastated, and they will be forever. Likewise, our whole nation, and indeed the whole world, is devastated. We express our deepest sympathies to the victims, the wounded, and their families. We mourn as one people for our nation's loss and pledge our support to any and all who need it. I would like to ask now that we all observe a moment of silence for the victims of this attack.
Yeah, and so we do want to remember and keep those people in prayer. It's hard to know where to go from there. I mean, it's tragedy, and
Well, it's like I said, you know, look, you know, what comes from this is a lot of debate, discussion over the Second Amendment versus gun control. And I think it's important that I think we should have that discussion. We should have that debate.
Yeah, in due time. But, yeah, we just don't want to politicize it, right?
Well, there you go. And that's why I said earlier that what we can all agree on, regardless of where you fall on that issue, is that we're Americans. And that
that's right.
Our fellow Americans were butchered. They were massacred. And so
that's right. Democrats and Republicans were probably
Democrat and Republican. And so, you know, what I'm saying is that let's find common ground where we can agree. Obviously everybody agrees that this was a horrific tragedy and a massacre. But I think just about everybody would agree anyway that there are certain things that we have to do to protect ourselves as a country so that this doesn't happen again. And let's try to find common ground where we can. We're never going to agree 100% on everything, you know. It really is the legacy of our country that founding fathers didn't agree 100% on everything. They vigorously.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, they had such a hard time that they had to call for prayer and fasting so that they could come to a consensus on what to write in the
Articles of Confederation,
the
Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, the Federalist. I mean, you add it all up. I mean it. These things were vigorously debated, you know, and so I don't think we should be afraid of debate, but debate does need to remain respectful. It should be respectful, but
yeah, and that's really what Radio Free DC is all about. You know,
that's right.
And any totalitarianism form of government, fascism, whatever, the first thing they attack is the media, the free speech media. The first thing they want to silence and control is the media because they don't want the truth to get out. And so there's nothing to be feared about the truth. You know, Benjamin Franklin said, we can tolerate the fear of a child's, the fear that a child has of the darkness, but who can tolerate those grown-ups who fear the light? That's slightly paraphrased, but
that's why we're Radio Free DC because this is this show. We discuss many topics, many issues, but you are free to call in and express your opinion. You know, we may not agree with you. We will, at times, vigorously debate you. We will defeat you. Just kidding, sort of. But
we will defeat you, and your feet will become our property.
Well, there you go. But you know what? At the end of the day, the end of the show, the end of whatever, look, we're all Americans. And,
Steve, can we ban that phrase at the end of the day? I really would move to ban that phrase.
Yeah, really. Well,
usually, at the end of the day, moving forward.
You know what I usually say is when it's all said and done. you know, on, yeah. on a particular issue. When you,
if you want to call in, if you guys want, if anybody wants to call in, we invite you to do so at 1-888-627-6008. We invite your call-ins, and yeah, I mean, we love our Democrat and Republican fellow Americans, and we love our country, and yeah, so let's listen to another soundbite from that same speech, soundbite 18. Can roll that in.
Hillary Clinton can never claim to be a friend of the gay community as long as she continues to support immigration policies that bring Islamic extremists to our country and who suppress women, gays, and anyone else who doesn't share their views or values. She can't have it both ways. She can't claim to be supportive of these communities while trying to increase the number of people coming in who want to oppress these same communities. How does this kind of immigration make our lives better? How does this kind of immigration make our country better? Why does Hillary Clinton want to bring people in vast numbers, who reject our values? Why? Explain. Ask yourself, who is really the friend of women and the LB and LGBT community? Donald Trump with actions or Hillary Clinton with her words? I will tell you who the better friend is, and someday I believe that will be proven out big league.
Big league.
Wow.
I mean, you know, leadership, good leadership, is will protect its citizenry.
You right. know? Absolutely. And, you know, and this is the thing that is just astounding to me, is that that we look at, now, you know, not all Muslims are radicals, okay? In fact, the vast majority are not. But there's a couple things here. One is that the Muslim community does need to step up, and they need to denounce and renounce and every other nounce that you can think of, the radicals. You know, and they need to step up to the plate. And really, you know, if they are American citizens, to swear allegiance to the Constitution and swear allegiance to this country, and that they're going to protect, they're going to do with everything that they can to uphold the Constitution, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point, Steve. And, yeah, let's listen to soundbite 20 real quick about Muslims and how we need to work together with them. They need to work together with us.
Number 20.
Oh, soundbite 20.
Turn. That's what we got. Remember the famous apology tour. We're sorry for everything. I'd like to conclude my remarks today by again expressing our solidarity with the people of Orlando who have come under this horrific attack. When I'm president, I pledge to protect and defend all Americans who live inside our borders. Wherever they come from, wherever they were born, I don't care. All Americans living here and following our laws, not other laws, will be protected. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to be tough, and we're going to be smart, and we're going to do it right. America will be a tolerant and open society. America will also be a safe society. We will protect our borders at home. We will defeat ISIS overseas. We have no choice. We will ensure every parent can raise their children in peace and safety. We will make America rich again. We will make America safe again. We will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, yeah, and he added actually a few more words. He said, we will make America great again earlier for all people, he said, for all people. So it's not mm-hmm. just great again for white people, not just great again for millionaires. No, he's talking about great again. Like you and I, Steve, remember when America was pretty great, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, even when it was bad, it was great. It was much better than the economy was much healthier. We weren't trillions of dollars in debt, $19 trillion in debt.
Yeah, I mean, the one exception in our lifetime would have been when Jimmy Carter was president.
You know, that was funny. I remember waiting in the gas line. If your license plate ended in an odd number, you went Monday, Wednesday. If it was an even number, you went Tuesday, Thursday,
well,
or something like
that. That was actually before Jim Carter, but that was early 70s. But you know, all the economic numbers, Carter's presidency was a disaster, and I was in high school at the time. But I tell you what, I remember 1980, 81, 82, 83 was horrible. And, you know, I voted for Reagan. You voted for Reagan. And that wasn't Reagan's fault. It was what he inherited. But by 84, the economy started to turn around, and it came roaring back. And really how this would sort of tie into what we were just talking about was that, you know, of course, you know, the Democrats in Congress were constantly criticizing Reagan, gunboat diplomacy. But you know what? The bottom line is that Reagan defeated the Soviet Union without firing a shot. You know, he understood what it was going to take to defeat them. He understood it very well because he understood the evils of communism. And he was able to do this without firing a shot, basically outspent them because he knew the flaws within that system, that communism was a flawed economic system and that it was doomed to fail. He just accelerated its failure within the Soviet Union.
Right, and he didn't back down. That was the thing, you know, with Gorbachev and those meetings he would have every year. But let's go to a break here, Steve. I need to pay the bills. We got to keep the lights on here, so
okay.
We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, if you want to catch a good contractor, check these guys out. Cap Enterprises LLC. They are professionals. They're licensed. They're insured. They're going to come in and they're going to do it right. They get in, get done, get out. You know what I'm saying? Just the way it ought to be. Now, if you have any projects, commercial, residential, these are the guys to call. I'm telling you, 703-980-1632. These guys will do it right, and they're not going to drop a bomb on you. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to leave you hanging, and they are professionals. These are the kind of guys I call whenever I need something done. So give them a call, 703-980-1632. That's Cap Enterprises. Or check them out on the web, CAPART. Hey, watch out. Oh, there goes that new. Looks like I got to call Cap Enterprises. All right, check them out on the web, like I was saying, CAPARTCO.com. That's Cap Enterprises. And, Celebrity Voices Impersonated.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Free DC from high atop the capital of the free world.
Yeah, so Steve, sorry to cut you off there, brother. Had to pay the bills. You know, got to keep the lights on. We are the joy boys of radio. We push electrons to and fro, but it costs money. There's a little bit of an overhead involved here. So, yeah, we have a good time doing this and everything, and we appreciate our listeners. But, yeah, you know, if you want to help us out and keep us commercial-free, you can go to capartco.com. That's CAPARTCO.com. Go to the bottom of the page, and there's a donate button where you can actually help us. We've got some great plans, some fantastical ideas coming up. I mean, things we're going to be promoting on the web, things that are going to be related to D.C., but not just D.C., actually to all the realms beyond D.C. We want to, we've got big plans, big ideas, you know, like a lot of people. But you can help us remain commercial-free by going there. Or there's also on the website for internet radio, it's called bbsradio.com/radiofreeDC. Anyway, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, we were talking about Reagan, and the reason that I wanted to bring this up mainly was because, you know, Reagan showed fearless leadership in the face of what was an extremely serious issue. I mean, you know, it goes without saying. I mean, Soviet Union had 117, however many warheads pointed at us. We had our nuclear missiles pointed at them. You know, but Reagan was very wise, and he understood the weakness, the soft underbelly of the Soviet Union and how to defeat them. And that's what we need now. We need strong leadership in our country that understands the nature of what we're dealing with in Islamic terrorism and how to defeat it. And, you know, I don't think that we have that right now. And, you know, I'm hoping I'm optimistic that that is what we have in Donald Trump. You know, I will say that he's saying all the right things. You know, the sound bites that we just played, you know, the last two, that's exactly what a good leader should say. You know, that is leadership. I mean, when our country experiences a horrific massacre like what we just experienced, we need leaders, not politicians. We need leaders. And that's what I wanted to say about that. And I was bringing up Reagan as an example of a real leader.
Yeah, absolutely. And Reagan, you're right. Reagan was despised by the media, the left-leaning media. They hated him. Remember, they used to, what was that, was that a Genesis video on MTV they used to show, Steve, where Reagan and Ronald and Nancy were in bed and the floodwaters were pouring in and he was all senile and didn't know what to do. His trembling finger was hovering over the nuclear button. What was that video? Do you remember that
one? Oh, I don't. I you know, so ridiculous.
I mean, nothing against Genesis. I mean, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, ignorance. And who wants to listen to what Hollywood celebrity and these people have to say from rock bands or whatever? I mean, what do they know? I mean, all they're doing, who's pushing their buttons, you know? I mean, thing is, we need common sense leadership. And, yeah, let's go to soundbite 15. Soundbite 15.
I refuse to allow America to become a place where gay people, Christian people, Jewish people are targets of persecution and intimidation by radical Islamic preachers of hate and violence. This is not just a national security issue. It's a quality of life issue. If we want to protect the quality of life for all Americans, women and children, gay and straight, Jews and Christians, and all people, then we need to tell the truth about radical Islam, and we need to do it now. We need to tell the truth also about how radical Islam is coming to our shores. And it's coming. With these people, folks, it's coming. We're importing radical Islamic terrorism into the West through a failed immigration system and through an intelligence community held back by our president. Even our own FBI director has admitted that we cannot effectively check the backgrounds of people we're letting into America. All of the September 11th hijackers were issued visas. Large numbers of Somali refugees in Minnesota have tried to join ISIS.
Okay, so I didn't know that the soundbite ended there, but apparently it did. All right, let's go to break. Let's listen to a little bit of music here. This is Eminence Front by The Who.
You're listening to Radio Free DC.
Hey, you want to catch a good contractor? Check these guys out. Cap Enterprises, LLC. Now, these are the guys I call on when I really need something done, and done right, and done in a hurry. They're licensed, they're insured, and they're professionals. So, have them come to your project, whatever it may be, whether it's commercial or residential, and they will get the job done right. They'll do it according to code. They'll do it with all, they'll pull the permits. They'll take care of all the dirty work for you. Give them a call, 703-980-1632. These are really good guys. Cap Enterprises, LLC. Anytime I get into a bind, or if I need something done and I need it done right, I invite these guys over to take a look and give me an estimate. I always consider them because they're the best. They're the best available locally. So, yeah. Hey, hold it down out there. I'm trying to conduct a commercial for crying out loud. So check them out, Cap Enterprises, LLC. They're located on the web, capartco.com. That's CAPARTCO.com. Or give them a call, 703-980-1632. Tell them I sent you, and get out there and catch a good contractor. Celebrity voices impersonated.
All right. Hey, Steve, are you still there?
As always.
Yeah, you like that Who song. I like that Who song. That sounds like a modern song. It sounds like something that was just put out last week.
I kind of like the older Who stuff, but.
Yeah, I liked Baba O'Reilly. And, I saw them in concert, and Roger Daltrey most amazing vocalist I ever saw. He could scream for 2 or 3 minutes without taking a breath. That always impresses me. And I saw him doing, you know, the one Meet the New Boss, Same as the Old Boss.
Mm-hmm. We Won't Get Fooled Again, yeah.
Yeah, We Won't Get Fooled Again. Man, that was a great, that was a song right there. And Roger Daltrey jogged in place for 45 minutes during the jam session of that song, which was extended at the concert. So, I mean, it was just amazing. And then he belts out that scream at the end. Oh, my gosh. Meet the New Boss, Same as the Old Boss. And, you know, The Parting on the Right is now The Parting on the Left. I mean, there's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of something going on in that song. You know, it seems to fit the political climate of these times. But anyway, I want to roll back into another clip here. We got it queued up. Let's go ahead with that, Doug.
Their children, by the way, they're trying to take over our children and convince them how wonderful ISIS is and how wonderful Islam is, and we don't know what's happening. The burden is on Hillary Clinton to tell us why she believes immigration from these dangerous countries should be increased without any effective system to really to screen. We're not screening people. So why don't we have an effective screening system? We don't. We're being laughed at all over the world. The burden is on Hillary Clinton to tell us why we should admit anyone into our country who supports violence of any kind against gay and lesbian Americans. The burden is on Hillary Clinton to tell us how she will pay for it. Her plan will cost hundreds of billions of dollars long term. Wouldn't this be money better spent rebuilding America for our current population, including the many poor people already living here? We have cities, we have inner cities, we have poverty all over, and this is how we're spending billions of dollars. We have to stop the tremendous flow of Syrian refugees into the United States. We don't know who they are, they have no documentation, and we don't know what they're planning, and we won't, unless we have proper supervision and proper leadership, in which case, they're out of here. What I want is common sense. I want a mainstream immigration policy that promotes American values.
Hear, hear.
Well said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, this is, again, it's common sense. We have allowed political correctness to completely, I mean, paralyze us, tie the hands of our law enforcement agencies, tie the hands of our intel gathering, and for what? What are we doing? What are we doing in America today?
Right.
I mean, who's in charge?
Well,
what administration would go for this?
Let me tell you. Let me address that. See where this comes from. You know, it's obviously the people that are espousing this are on the left, and where it comes from is they.
Well, yeah, but the right has permitted it.
The people on the right have permitted it. Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. But the driving force behind it, I'll tell you, is an extremely warped, misguided view of equality. And, you know, for decades now, the left has had this view of equality. And understand, I'm not talking about equal opportunity. We all believe in equal opportunity. We all want everybody to have a chance to be able to compete equally, right? But you see, mm-hmm. what the left has done is they've gone way beyond that, and so they've tried to engineer and manufacture an equal outcome, and you can't.
Oh, now, yeah, it's a great social experiment.
Right. And how that applies to this issue is that so they believe in this warped, misguided really sick view of equality to the point where, well, since, you know, America's the big imperialistic power, well, you know, we haven't been so nice and so fair to third world countries. We haven't been so nice and so fair to third world Muslim countries.
Steve, you're opening up a can of worms here, and we don't have any time left. Hey, go.
Well, we can cover it on the next show.
Yeah, we'll have to cover it on the next show, my man. Much love to everybody out there listening. We're going to go out with a song called All My Life by the Foo Fighters. Lead singer, Dave Grohl, Washington, D.C. native. Steve alluded to him on Michael Brown's program last week. We'll see you all next
week, and I'll tell you more.
Searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most.